Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and grow a big green leaf tree.
Do you want a marijuana? Do you want a marijuana?
95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
I'd rather be stoned.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, need the people, help relieve the pain of this nation. See the people, come together, let's all join hands. Free the people, can't you see? Why don't you understand? How you feel?
for a man to hold a cigarette in his hand, and it's alright. Pick a fight, just the alcohol is talking tonight. And there's just one thing that I don't understand, is how you feel like a man with a gun in your hand. Well, I don't know, but I've been told these things are gonna kill me. I'd rather be stoned. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, need the people, help relieve the pain of this nation. See the people coming together, let's all join hands. Free the people, can't you see? What don't you understand?
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City. WVQC.org. Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
FM.
All right, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. And, of course, over there today, rolling the pod up, is the Burn Man. How you doing today, Burn Man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, of course, we've got a lot to get to in the show today, but I do want to tell you, we have a very special guest in the studio today, Susan, who's known as Mima Gop in Facebook. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. She is the in-studio live guest today, of course. She can be called many different things. A teapotter, a cannabis village people person, and cannabis village radio correspondent and a Hemp Rock radio correspondent. So we'll be talking to her about all kinds of stuff today. We've got so much stuff to talk about. It is absolutely ridiculous. There are so many things going on in the world, and most of the stuff that you should know about, the news isn't telling you about. So we're going to tell it for you. Now, of course, if you don't know, this is WVQC, and we are low power to the people, and we always ask for funds. We are a nonprofit, and in order to stay going and keep the signal strong like it is, I hear from our friend Doc that you can hear it up at the edge of Clifton and Walnut Hills in your house. It's close enough to the tower, Burn Man, and so that's pretty good. That's my first report that anybody can hear it sitting in their living room. So if anybody else out there is sitting in their living room listening on 95.7 FM here in the tri-state area, please let us know. You can either call us here, 513-564-9600, or just I don't know. Go to Facebook and let us know.
Or put your antenna in the window.
Stick your antenna up so we know that's them as we go by.
No, so they can hear us in their house.
Well, yeah. For those that can't hear us, that can only hear us in their car. Yeah. Now, that's, you know, maybe that's the trick. Maybe a regular stereo that doesn't have a real antenna hooked up to it can't get it, but a transistor or like a boombox that has a directional antenna that you can put by the window to get it, maybe that'll help. So for some of you folks out there driving around going, damn, I wish I could get it in my house, there's an idea. Okay. Now, we are going to start off today. Of course, first I have to put my eyes back on so I can even see my screen in here. We need better lighting, folks, so send us your money. Like I said, $30 will get you a membership here at Media Bridges and WVQC Radio. Turn my mic up just a hair for me, Burn Man, just a hair. All righty. And I also want to tell you that we have a special guest going to be in the studio live tomorrow as well. He is one of the, he's the founding owner of Hemptations, a local store that has been supporting this movement and this issue and this plant since about 1995, I believe. And he has one location over in O'Brienville. And I hear now he's got a new one. So we will be talking to Beach from Hemptations tomorrow here live in the studio to find out just exactly where that new location is and what's going on with that and how hemp apparently is booming. So if that doesn't tell you that we should legalize this plant to get small business and big business going, put people back to work. So how many people has Beach now given jobs to by opening up a second location? We'll find all that out tomorrow.
Gets a lot of the stuff from India. Helps them out. We can't do the stuff.
Like which kind of products are you talking about? Even the hemp clothes?
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, he just took a trip over to India.
Did he? Well, yeah, that's something we'll talk
over there
about.
To buy, oh, yeah, he's got all kinds of pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah, pictures he took over
oh,
there.
Oh, I thought you meant like pictures on the wall that he's selling or something.
At the 420 party, he was showing them to everybody.
No, I guess I didn't pay attention to that. I was getting stoned over in the corner probably.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. But, well, you know, that's okay as long as it's still giving us jobs over here for other things. So, I mean, that's something we'll discuss. So I hope it isn't like products made out of hemp that are, because we can make the products here. We just have to get the hemp materials here imported from Canada or from China with Chinese hemp. And Hungary, they grow hemp for fibers. And so we'll get the scoop on that and see what's going on with that, because there are some products, of course, that are made over here that are hemp organization type products. And so I know that there's a lot of, you know, like, unfortunately, hemp is sold at Walmart, but the bracelets that they sell are made in China. So, yeah. But again, it's legal over there, so it's nothing to make hemp bracelets over there, but they certainly do see a market over here. So I guess in one respect, that's good that Walmart sees that there's something that's needed.
Yeah, we keep the Chinese working.
Yeah. Well, I guess somebody has to. There's an awful lot of them. And we got to make sure that, you know, I'm all for globalization as long as it isn't screwing another country over or other people. So I'm kind of teetering on the fence on that kind of stuff. So now, on that kind of topic, let's just mention what's going on, because we have to let people know. Obviously not just myself, or I wouldn't be hearing about it at all, but the mainstream media is totally still blackballing this. I've yet to see anything in the afternoon or the evening or the nighttime news or the evening or the nightly news nationally. And, of course, what am I talking about? Occupy Wall Street. And everybody goes, what? What do you mean, Occupy Wall Street? I've seen some people that make comments, oh, those stupid people down there, who really cares? It's like, obviously, you don't know what's really going on. So there has been thousands and thousands and thousands of people for over a week now. And it's kind of hard to keep up with the news sources that are out there that are covering it to find out which day is going, having certain things happening, and what day did this thing happen. I know that I was looking at my Facebook just before coming in, and some of the top headlines, if you can see any top headlines, and now in the Facebook that's been ruined by the Facebook programmers, that it's so hard to navigate and see what's going on. All you see is a bunch of stupid stuff. I spend more time now, I'm going to divert and complain for a minute, I spend more time deleting stuff I don't want to see than having time to read the stuff that I do want to see from folks that are posting in Facebook. They've just about ruined it. It's probably going to go the way as MySpace. Unless Timberlake fixes it, which we're hoping. But Yahoo apparently was blocking emails from the Occupy Wall Street. That was one headline. The next headline was Yahoo apologizes for blocking emails from Occupy Wall Street. So I guess they found out real quick that there's it's not just a small group of people. This is being monitored by people around the world. Michael Moore, folks like him, are all over the place talking about it. Last week, Roseanne Barr showed up, talked to the crowd. Thousands now, I hear, are being harassed in the streets. And so this is over the weekend. This is from Huffington Post. Occupy Wall Street protests escalates on eighth day. This was on this past Saturday, the 24th. And the picture is, of course, is a young African-American guy being dragged by four cops. Police carry away a participant in a march organized by Occupy Wall Street in New York this past Saturday. And tensions are rising at the Occupy Wall Street protest, currently in its eighth day, that was Saturday, as organizers for the protest claim that 80 have been arrested. Eyewitness accounts report that dozens have been arrested. Police would not confirm the exact number. Videos and eyewitness accounts show violent clashing between protesters and the police. WNYC reports that of the dozens arrested, most were for disorderly conduct. Yeah, you know about that, right, Burn Man?
Yeah.
You've been a disorderly conductor, haven't you?
Yeah. Hey, they put my... Anywhere's out there, you can get just busted. I made the national 20. So
say that again now.
The national 20 mug shots.
Wait a minute. Start over again. You kind of mumbled that. What happened now?
You ever seen the newspaper busted?
Oh, of course.
They put all your mug shots. Everyone got busted.
You made the.
I made the national 20. So you're I'm an number one in the country.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we got to stop
while
on the Occupy
talking,
for a minute.
Go out to the car and get
it. Oh, you do that. You do that. All right. Burn Man's going to leave the building for a minute and go get the busted newspaper. And, of course, what that is a national publication. And yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like on the another one of those things. I'm on the fence, Susan. We'll bring Susan into the program here. Welcome to the show today, Susan, and thank you very much for joining us. You're looking fantastic. So we'll get your story here in just a few minutes on what's been going on and where you've been. Of course, you were our live correspondent guest last Tuesday from the Central Ohio Normal rally that they had up in Columbus. So we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But if you don't know, Busted is a national newspaper. I guess it's a weekly. I'm not even sure if it's weekly or biweekly or what it is. And it runs pictures of people busted, just like the name says. And I know it's public information. I know once you get a mug shot, it's public information. I just don't know. I mean, I guess if you think about it, there's some kind of a service it's doing for the community. But, I mean, you would think that there's some kind of a line drawn between being that blatant of putting people's pictures out there for what's going on, because it labels them. And this is obviously only for people who have been arrested, not convicted.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes Burn Man with the story. And... we'll talk about that. Then we'll come back to the Occupy Wall Street. We have a lot of other things that I do have to get to today. But I am going to let Burn Man tell you what's going on. Of course, now, I'm going to see that. You tell the story real quick, and I'm going to look at this picture here, and I'll describe what your mugshot looks like. Tell the folks why you're in this busted magazine.
I was over in Oktoberfest in Covington, Kentucky. I was passing out flyers for Gatewood. It's running for governor of the state of Kentucky as an independent, D. Riley. And police came up, and I also had a sign that says, stop arresting patients for medical marijuana.
Okay, I have to stop you. You can partly see the word weed on your shirt in the picture.
Right, yeah.
It's just about a third of it you can make out. It says weed. I love it. You made busted, and this is... let's see. Oh, this is now featuring local Facebook pics. Boy. Now, this says this is for Cincinnati, Covington, Lexington, Bourbon, Franklin, Scott. Is it just those counties?
No, they're all over the country.
This is just the local one. They kind of do it focused on the different areas. Okay, go ahead with your story.
So the police come up to me, basically, and said that I couldn't be there doing that. I said, well, why not? This is a public street. I said, no. He said, that's why these barricades are up out here. And it makes this a private event. I said, no, them barricades are up there to keep cars out, not people. It's still a public street.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so
I turned around to walk away. Told someone else that freedom of speech was being suppressed in Covington. Arrested me for disorderly conduct.
So now you said, and of course, you know, the disorderly that they claimed you were conducting was chanting.
Chanting,
that's
yeah.
The best part. He was. I can just see you chanting and beating the drum. Yeah. These guys are crazy. Talk about corrupt cops. What, you know, they're sworn to uphold the Constitution, and then they claim, well, that barricade says it's a private party, yet it's free to the public, it's promoted, it's put on by the city. This is not a private organization putting on Oktoberfest. The city's involved, therefore it's a public event, not a private street party put on by the little neighborhood. And even then they couldn't say anything because it's just a party.
It's still a public street.
Still a public street with a public name, and the police will be there if they're called because they're public and what have you.
These cops working off duty.
Yeah, they're just off duty. They're just off-duty cops.
They made real clear that they were working off-duty at the event.
Yeah. So now you said you made the top 20. Are you on the front page?
No, I didn't make the front page. But
so not the... That's the national top 20. And on the what you're on is page 10. Let's see. What's that catalog? The Covington area. Yeah, you got it out of the Covington. The thing that I don't like about this is this says for insider mugshots and recent drug bust in your area. Now, why just drug bust? When are they going to put a newspaper out there of rapists and murderers? We can ID them.
They used to Photoshop a joint into everyone's mouth that got busted for marijuana.
Did they?
I swear, over half of them had a joint sticking out of their mouth.
They should have done that with you, since yours says weed right there on your shirt. Wow. Well, you might have made it on their Twitter. They have a Twitter page, and you can follow them at...
If you buy this week's Busted on Los Angeles, wherever you go,
yeah,
the top 20 will be on there.
Right. That's on the front. What's that?
That's just part of them there.
That's not the 20? That looks like more than 20, actually, on the front. Here, you take that. In the meantime, let me look at the time here, because we want to roll ahead, and I don't want to leave Mima out. So, real quick, before we roll into a song, Mima Susan is here. How did that event go? We talked to you about an hour or so before it was over. That was the Central Ohio Normal Rally, and Kenny Yuko and another representative that's sponsoring House Bill or Senate Bill?
House Bill.
HB 214, correct? Mm-hmm. And that is their bill that they're, again, this is about the fourth time now I think they're trying to push something through the legislature. First it has to go to committee, then it has to go to the floor if it makes it out of committee. So this is about the fourth time now the state of Ohio has tried to do this decade anyway. And so this is what the rally was in support of. So what kind of good responses did you get, or any response for that matter?
All the response that I saw was excellent. There were people honking up, driving down the street. There were people walking by joining the demonstration. It was just
fantastic.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Well, that's one thing that we find all the time is even if people aren't there, as they drive by, they realize what's going on. They start hooting and hollering and honking.
Yep.
And and doing support. Did you find anything out there, man?
Yeah, it didn't really say much. It's just National Top 20 Mugs of the Week. I guess this gets printed in all of them.
Oh, that's the 20, not the one on the front. Oh.
There's only five pictures on the front.
Oh, I see. All the rest of the pictures weren't the top 20. I thought that the top 20 was. Oh, so you did make the top 20. And you can still see the weed.
Yeah.
I got it. See, I didn't realize. I thought that the whole thing was the 20. It's this little section right there. I got you. So that is, that's funny. So you're in two spots on the inside. You're right. Like the centerfold.
Yeah, you got me on the center.
Burnman's the centerfold for Busted. And the irony, of course, is that you're wearing the weed shirt and you're supporting a candidate that supports weed.
Right.
In a magazine that reports people busted for weed and other things. Well, all right, folks. So where do we want to send them? We want to send them first. You can go to the Twitter page, the Busted Newspaper Twitter. I would imagine they have a Facebook. And probably
the Facebook's on the back.
Is the Facebook on the back. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Go look them up. They are the Busted Newspaper.
But you can't find the mugshots on the Facebook page.
No, but they probably have a website. We'll on the break, we'll look up their website. But I would imagine you can just do a search. I can do a search here in a minute and see what their website is and let you know. And you can go find Burnman's mugshot from being busted for giving out First Amendment information in support of a man running for governor of Kentucky. Don't forget, get registered to vote if you're not already. You got 30 days prior, so if it's November 8th,
yeah, a couple weeks.
October 8th, we'll talk about October 8th in Columbus here in a minute, but that would be your deadline for getting your registration to vote. You can go to Rock for Vote and other places such as the library and the DMV to get registered. We need to get Gatewood in. I just don't know what else to say. We need to get other candidates like him in as well. Now, of course, we're going to roll into the next clip, but I didn't tell you what the other clip was at the top of the show, and I have to tell you this. It was a song from a band called The Natural Vibes, and it was Weed the People, and that is dedicated to Susan and the Cannabis Village people, because they are Weed the People too. And this next clip as well is for you guys and everybody, including myself, not Burnman. He's not allowed because he's Kentucky. A disorderly conductor in Kentucky. But this is from a local band. They are known as SS20, and for this song they were SS420. And the song is Ohio's Liberal Pot Laws. It's Hemp Rock Radio. We will be back. This is in honor of the upcoming October 8th rally put on by Cannabis Village. And we'll be back here in a few minutes. And right after that, I will be reading the last ever installment from Behind the Walls from Chris the Anarchist Ryan. I'll tell you that story in a minute. We'll be back.
Let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws. These days, let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws.
Well, I'm just a regular guy, a chronic by and by. And tell me that I'm wrong, and tell me that I don't belong.
Let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws. These days, let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws.
Go to jail if you take a dope. It sounds like a fucking joke. Convince me it makes sense. Wasting money, taxpayers' expense.
Demographics, they don't lie. Everybody's getting high. Face the facts, it's so clear. A pothead nation's already here. These days, let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws. These days, let's praise Ohio's liberal pot laws.
I got 99 grams of
in my bag. Oh, join and salute the flag. Man, it feels so great living in a civilized state. These days, let's raise Ohio's liberal bylaws. These days, let's raise Ohio's liberal bylaws.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC.
Yeah, all
right. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hey, Hemp Rockers, this is Chef Pottenhash, the Pottsbury Dope Boy. I was just reading my newly released cookbook, the first book ever released by Hemp Rock Publishing, Cooking with Cannabis and Other Psychedelics, by Chef Matt Inman, a.k.a. Chef Pottenhash of the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery. Now available from the Pottsbury Bakery or the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP or 513-684-4367.
Senior Bull here, artist for Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach and Pottsbury Dope Boy, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM on the airwaves.
From Behind the Walls, commentary on life as a prisoner of pot in a Nebraska penitentiary, by Chris the Anarchist Ryan, Hemp Rock's prison correspondent.
Another day in prison. Another day in prison, man. Might just come and get you too.
All right. This is From Behind the Walls by Chris the Anarchist Ryan, as read by me, the Hemptress, and it is the last official from Behind the Walls from Chris the Anarchist Ryan, who, after 17 months, was released from a Nebraska prison yesterday morning. He is now live on the streets and will be live in the studio here in a few weeks, but right now I'm reading the last installment of him and his stories from Behind the Walls. What next? 17 months ago I was imprisoned. The war continues, but it's starting to feel like we're winning. In 11 days I'll be released. That was when he wrote this. I've seen the government's corruption from the inside. I've strengthened my revolutionary tendencies in prison. My contempt for Nebraska has grown, as has my commitment to the struggle. Where to next? I've gotten many offers, but they come with unanswered questions. My best offer comes from Florida, room and board for mastering recordings. It means winter in the Keys, followed by an election year. I hope to speak at Hash Bash, DC Smoke Inn, and Seattle's Hemp Fest. I need to finish my book and win the war on drugs. When you hear this, I'll be out. I'll need to come to Ohio and settle my affairs. I plan on visiting Hemp Rock in November. With luck, I'll work the 2012 harvest in California. Meanwhile, the struggle continues. Thank you for listening. Coming to you from Behind the Walls. This was and is Chris the Anarchist Ryan, prison correspondent for Hemp Rock Radio Network, urging you to contribute generously to this alternative community-supported broadcasting outlet. Thank you, Ohio, and seeing the Bengals beat Cleveland, was that cool or what? Thank you very much. Of course, as I said, that's Chris the Anarchist Ryan, formerly from Behind the Walls, now on the street of this country, free once again. And the irony, of course, is last Tuesday, one of his partners also had a case in Wisconsin, just went to trial, or I'm sorry, to sentencing this past Tuesday. Of course, I'm referring to Dana Beal. I'll give you the update on that. Gatewood Galbraith acted as his attorney representative in Wisconsin, and spoke on his behalf. And although Dana pled guilty and agreed to 4 years in prison and 4 years on paper, Gatewood, in his ever illustrious words, convinced the judge, who was sympathetic to our cause, to only give him 2.5 in and 2.5 on paper. So we'll follow that for you, see what's going on with Dana, and see if he really does all that time. We'll be here long enough to tell you, I hope. And we'll see what happens. But that's what's from Behind the Walls today. And as Chris said, over the next few weeks, might be November before he gets here, we'll have him live here in the studio. It's Hemp Rock Radio. Take it away. No money, no right. No right, no dignity.
Please grant wisdom to the screws in this prison. Even if they do their jobs well, they will still all go to hell.
No money, no right. No right, no dignity.
To work you as a slave seems to be their purpose. Guards will interrupt your religious service, barking orders,
no,
till you're sleepless and nervous.
Please grant wisdom to the screws in this prison. Even if they do their jobs well, they will still all go to hell. Wisdom to the screws in this prison. Even if they do their jobs well, they will still all go to hell. Wisdom to the screws in this prison. Even if they do their jobs well, they will still all go to hell.
No money, no right. No right, no dignity.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, Burn Man, share that joint. Let Mima have a hit. Of course, that song is dedicated, of course, to Chris the Anarchist Ryan from Behind the Walls, and the song of "Uh Oh," I think I'm in the Twilight Zone. Turn that phone down. Anyway, that song was from Dr. Reefer. As if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, we were going to play it the last time I read the second to last Behind the Walls, and Chef Pottenhash missed it. And so now we played it. It's called Prison Tale, of course. It's the eighth track on Dr. Reefer's new CD. And I think that kind of says it all. Now, real quick before we move forward, I do want to remind everybody, this Saturday, October 1st, right? Isn't that this week?
Yes.
Yep. It is the Ohio Normals Ride the Freedom Poker Run and Fundraiser. You can get all the information if you want to ride or drive, either way. And money goes to the cause, and it's a lot of fun and ends up at a party. And so go to ohionormal.org to get all the information if you live in that area or if you just want to go up there. And hopefully they'll have some nice weather for that ride this weekend. And I'm going to mention this before the end of the show just so you don't forget. If you don't know, you should. I'm a Pink Floyd fan. This week, running every night on Jimmy Fallon, The Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on NBC. This is one of the coolest things that's going on, and it is, of course, in honor of the Pink Floyd redoing and reissuing a bunch of their albums and the Platinum Collection and other stuff coming and going out in the market this month. Late Night with Jimmy Fallon has become the go-to talk show destination. And what's going on is this week, every night, they will feature a different musical guest each night covering a favorite Pink Floyd song. Monday is, of course, tonight, is The Shins. They will be performing Breathe from Dark Side of the Moon. I'll tell you about Tuesday in a minute. Wednesday is the psychedelic indie rockers, MGMT, and they're going to do Piper at the Gates of Dawn's song, Lucifer Sam. Country star Dierks Bentley will perform on Thursday, Wish You Were Here, and this is really good. Pearl Jam. As a matter of fact, I really think that's out there. This is a song that they do periodically. I think there's another one, too. I might even have that bootleg somewhere. But Pearl Jam will be on Friday doing Mother from the Wall. But the best part is going to be tomorrow night, so you bet I'm going to remind you tomorrow. Tomorrow night, along with the Foo Fighters, folks, doing the Wall classic in the flesh, will be none other than Roger Waters himself, the bass player from Pink Floyd. And the Bleeding Heart Band. Everybody's going, who? Who's the Bleeding Heart Band? I don't know. Anyway, that's really cool. So check out Jimmy Fallon late night, every night this week, and see Pink Floyd, and hear Pink Floyd music, rather. And Tuesday, tomorrow night, will be Roger. All right, let's get to Susan, because we've put her off long enough. Susan, thank you for coming and joining the show. I appreciate it very, very much. And so you went to all kinds of places over the last month. Tell us about the beginning of your travels and how it brought you all the way back here again.
Well, I started out doing an event in Columbus. It was, what was it? Gallery Hop. And then I...
The Gallery Hop.
Yes.
Now, what is that?
That's where a bunch of galleries are open up late at night, and they have street musicians all over the place. Wonderful time.
Fantastic. So you guys, the Cannabis Village Villagers, are going and passing literature out for our cause.
Correct.
For educational purposes. Mm-hmm. So what was your response?
Oh, we had a great response.
Fantastic.
We had people coming up and hugging us, thanking us for everything we've been doing.
Great.
Just
great.
Wonderful.
And so after that, then what did you go to? Give us the rundown.
I went out to Denver for 10 days, had an absolutely wonderful time out in Denver.
And a great haircut.
Yes, great haircut. Lost some weight, too.
Fantastic. So. I noticed that as well. I wasn't sure if it was that or the haircut.
Both.
Hey, whatever works. It's amazing how cannabis can help people.
Yes, it is. Never going back to pharmaceuticals again.
Never. Don't do that. That's fantastic.
And then I came back and went to, what do we do? Over the weekend, last weekend, we went to two events in Columbus, and we passed out flyers for October 8th at all the different shops down in Short North and on High Street. And then on last Tuesday, I attended the Central Ohio Normal Rally at the State House. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, mm-hmm. I was back home.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, you've actually been in town since last week. Why mm-hmm. was I thinking you were still? I don't know. I can't keep up with my own schedule, much less yours.
And then next Saturday, I'm back up in Columbus for 10 days.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about what's going to happen on October 8th. That is your kind of... I guess it's kind of your kickoff event for the Cannabis Village, isn't it? For your actual event that you guys are putting it on and not just attending.
Yes. It's actually going to be the kickoff for the Cannabis Village radio shows.
Absolutely. Which we will be a part of. We're going to help be sideline commentator with KC. And the only thing I want to add is there. I know that he's talked about launching. And some people, I think, are confused that it's live that day. He'll actually be recording the commentary and then using it to put on the web later so
right.
people can hear it later
right.
as an archive. Well, I am very, very proud that Hemp Rock will be a part of that. And, of course, we want to make sure Burn Man remembers that. And we get up there and get that filmed for Hemp Rock TV.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
Yeah. And, of course, now...
Just as long as you don't get any video of me, you're fine.
Now you look fantastic. So you need to be out there. Are you going to get up and speak? Are you better than me and like to get up on stage?
I've done it for years, so yeah, I'll be up on stage.
Well, very good, very good. I know that sounds really kind of dumb, but I'm not very much of a stage person. You don't have to see me here, so I'm okay with that. So now, who besides yourself are some of the people that are going to be coming and doing presentations and speaking at the event?
Mike Hyde from Montana will be coming out. He's the father of the youngest cannabis patient, Cash Hyde, who had stage 4 brain cancer and is now totally healthy.
Fantastic.
Wonderful little boy. And then we'll
have hemp oil.
Yes, from hemp oil. And then we're going to have Arlene Williams come in from New York, Ganja, also known as Ganja Granny.
Yeah.
And she's an absolutely wonderful person.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we're going to have Norm Roulette, that is trying to get hemp legalized in Ohio.
Fantastic.
And we're going to have Chris Amberger, who is a vet, speaking. Mike Hickman Rivercombe or Rivercombe Hickman, I can't remember which it is. He'll be speaking. And those are the major speakers.
Fantastic. Now, I have another one for you if you guys want them. And he'll be at the, I just had it in my head and I'm going to, Saturday Salon. You guys know it's Saturday Salon? I think that's what it's called up in Columbus. It's a evening gathering that they have all the time.
I've never heard of that.
Casey might know about it. Well, that's one more event that you guys need to network with.
Yes.
And I will get that information from you. And but this person will be there that night and is thrilled that it is not in a conflict with the times that you guys have. And if you're willing, you guys can get Chris the Anarchist Ryan as a speaker.
Cool.
He would love to join the event and speak on behalf of this movement. And it would probably, as far as I know, be the first event that he would be able to speak at since his release yesterday morning.
Cool.
So we'll hopefully Casey's out there listening.
He better be.
So we have a really great speaker for you, Chris the Anarchist Ryan, who actually is from the Columbus area and has lived there for many years and has been one of the integral parts of the movement out of Columbus for at least 20 years, if not more. Was the, of course, leader of the Global Marijuana March for that city and many other things. So I think it's the Saturday Salon, I believe. And, of course, that's put on by Bob Fortrakis, if you know who he is, from the campus up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing that he does all the time. And so Chris definitely suggested that you guys should start networking with Bob Fortrakis and get your information out there so he knows what's going on if you haven't already.
I met him a few weeks ago.
Fantastic. So you guys know each other.
Yep.
That is fantastic. So that's what's going on that same Saturday. And so I'm throwing in the hat for Chris for you guys. And I'll get you guys more information. So now, where can everybody go to contact you guys and get involved if they want to, not only just in Columbus, but specifically Columbus?
Well, they can go to cannabisvillage.org, or they can go on to cannabisvillage.tv on Facebook, or on my Facebook page, Mima Gop, or on Casey's Facebook page, which is Casey Cush Tanner, I think. Yes.
Or is it just Casey? Oh, Gaynor? Is it Gaynor?
Tanner.
Tanner.
Tayynor.
I was stoned. Sorry. Well, fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, there is so much stuff to get to, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. Don't forget, Occupy Wall Street is still going on. Just start, if you have internet connection, obviously you do if you're listening on WVQC.org, just start doing searches for Occupy Wall Street. You will find out what's going on. You can support them in whatever way you can, because not only are they folks like us, they're everybody. And it isn't even about pot. It's about corporate greed and Wall Street greed. And if that doesn't affect this drug war, I don't know what does. But if you want to see Burn Man in a mugshot from giving out information for Gatewood, locally, of course. Well, no, not just locally, because you're in the top 20.
Yeah.
Go to your local newsstand or wherever your busted newspaper is and look for the centerfold.
That Chuck will be autographing.
What's that, Chuck?
The national top 20.
The national top 20. Too bad it's not the national top 420. That would have been cool. You'd think they'd have one. There's probably enough people to do the top 420.
There probably is.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, there is some other crazy things, and I'm going to real quick try to, because this affects us here in Ohio. Let's see. I got to go down my things here real quick. Before I forget, though, you want to go to, let's see, what's the right page? We the People. Look up We the People for the government, .org. Let's see. No, whitehouse.gov. Go to whitehouse.gov/petitions and look up the petitions of We the People. Because right now, let's see, I'm going to do a... I tried to do this last night, and it wouldn't let me. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if too many people were trying to do it or exactly what. But there was some 32,000 people had signed this thing, and this is another one of those online petition sources that you can go to request what you want the president to do. And let's see. Right now they're at 36,000. So as of last night, 4,000 more people signed on to this petition. Again, we are in the top. Not just the top. We are the number one petition. Legalize and regulate marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol. This is Obama putting it out. Here's the petitions for the We the People to hear your voice. It's on whitehouse.gov. It's not even Facebook or Google this time like the last time. So this time, folks, I don't know if he's going to be able to ignore us, because the word is that whatever is the top is going to be looked at and sent to the specialists at the White House, and then they're going to give an answer on what they're going to do. So I don't see how he can possibly ignore us this time. Their goal was 5,000 signatures. Whoever got 5,000 signatures and like the top 10 that got that many was going to get the question asked in front of the president. And here we are already since the 22nd when this was posted, 36,000 people. So go again to the whitehouse.gov and look up the petitions and go to the popular ones. It's the number one. You can get it on my Facebook. Susan, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for letting me come in.
Absolutely. And we will, of course, be talking to you between now and next week. Before October 8th and the Cannabis Village Rally. And that's at Goodall Park.
Correct.
In Columbus, Ohio. We'd want to make sure about that. So get ready. Stay tuned for Jay All Day. I'm sure she's up next with Cincinnati's Conscience. Burnman, thanks for rolling up the pot.
Oh, glad to do it.
And go find the Busted magazine and look up the National for the National 20. And you'll see him in his weed shirt supporting Gatewood Gabbert for governor. It's WVQC and Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress.
I'm the Burn Man.
And she is
Susan. And I'm Susan.
We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget our guest of the studio tomorrow, Beach, from the local store Hemptations. And we are out of here. Roll up that last clip. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQCLP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood. I wanna get high.